好不好？我们一起再来看几处的经文。
Let's read some more scriptures.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's read First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.First Corinthians 3:16.
找到我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？然后我想再读一下哥林多后书第三章。我们读第三节和第十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 and 16.
找到我们一起来看。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上，在十六节。但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。好，我们再低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的恩主，我们是何等的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
可以靠着你的宝血，我们可以再来到主你自己的面前。
Through your precious blood, we can come before you.
主啊，我们是何等蒙了恩的人。
Lord, we have received such grace.
让我们主你与我们同在。
And Lord, you are with us.
主，我们这里这时候也是在把不在我们当中要出去侍奉你的弟兄姊妹们都仰望在主你的手上。
We submit our brothers and sisters who are not here, but they're serving you somewhere else.
主啊，无论是到深圳的季弟兄，到塔比卡的到外出的高弟兄，还有到 Blue Valley Church 的东南区的弟兄姊妹们，主啊，求你也是分别与他们同在。
We submit to you Brother Chi, who is serving in Shenzhen, and Brother Cao, who is in Arkansas, and our Southeast group, Bible study group, who is in Blue Valley Baptist Church this morning. May you also be with them.
主啊，实在愿你的名在各处能够被高举。
May your name be lifted up everywhere.
主啊，我们这里也特别求圣灵也在这里来恩膏我们每一颗心。
Especially, we ask the Holy Spirit to anoint every heart here.
主，我们实在知道离了你，我们不能做什么。
For apart from you, we can do nothing.
主啊，真是愿你也在这里恩膏那作为你做出口的翻译的，让我们能在这里同感一灵。
May you also anoint those who speak for you, who translate for you. May we all be moved by the same Spirit.
好，让我们一起能够用心灵诚实来敬拜你。也一起能够在这里来听主你自己的话。
So we all worship you with spirit and truth, and we all hear your words spoken to us.
也让我们能够小心翼翼的，能够把荣耀和颂赞都完全的归给你。
So we carefully give you all the glory that is due to you.
我们这样的祷告祈求，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
实在感谢主，他也给我们教会一个荣耀的主题。那我们今年是要在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Thanks be to the Lord that He gave us a glorious theme this year, that is to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ everywhere.
我想感谢主，也是弟兄们也是在这里，我想一直在交通到这一个主题。
Brothers have been sharing with us this same topic.
我想上一次我是讲到在 这个主这个香气是那基督耶稣的香气，是那因认识基督而有的香气。
Last time I mentioned that this fragrance comes from the knowledge of Christ.
但很多时候我们实在是在我们身上有那个原味，有很多没有受过我想对付的地方，而不是那耶稣基督的香气。
But oftentimes what we have is our original smell. Those have not been dealt by God.
但实在感谢主，主也把那愿意有那基督馨香之气这样的心愿放在我们里面。
But thanks be to the Lord that He put this desire in our hearts, so we all want to have this aroma of Christ in us.
所以当我们带着这样的心再来看哥林多后书第三章的时候，就发现保罗在这里他给我们一条路，让我们知道怎么能够拥有那基督的馨香之气。
So with this mindset, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And Paul here, he's trying to tell us how we can acquire this aroma of Christ.
所以在第三章这里讲到有三点。第一点是讲到那永生神的灵，他要写在我们心上。
And here in chapter 3, Paul mentioned three things. First, the living God will write in the tablets of human hearts.
第二点讲到我们的心归向神，那帕子就会除去。
And second, when our hearts are turned toward the Lord, the veil is taken away.
第三点讲到当我们来看主的荣光的时候，我们就被改变，然后就会涌上加荣。
And thirdly, when we gaze at the glory of the Lord, we are transformed and reflect His glory.
上次我讲了那点是讲到永生神的灵写在我们的心上。
Last time I started to talk about the Spirit of Living God writes on the tablets of our heart.
神实在是当我们信主的时候，他就印了我们。
When we believe Him, He seals on our heart.
然后永生神的灵他就要开始在我们里面做那工作，做那血，做那有割礼这样的工作。
Then the Spirit of the Living God starts to do this work of writing or circumcision on our heart.
他也洁净我们的心。
He also purifies our heart.
然后他也在我们心板上好像写了很多，但他真正要写的是那主耶稣基督的形象。
Although he has written many things on the tablets of our hearts, what he really desired to write is the image of Christ on our heart.
这一点还有一小点我今天还要再讲一下。他就讲到是永生神的灵他是写在我们的心板上。
Today I still have some more to share about how the Spirit of Living God writes on our hearts, tablets of hearts.
那你提到永生神的灵，也提到人的心。
And in that sentence, it mentions the Spirit of Living God and also human hearts.
很多时候我们把人的灵和人的心混在一起。
Oftentimes we think that the spirit and the heart is one thing.
那么我们就不能 appreciate 我想这句话的宝贵。
Then we cannot fully appreciate the preciousness of this truth.
我们知道心和灵是相通的。
We know that the heart and spirit are connected.
但是心和灵是不一样的。
But still they are different.
心像希腊的原文这个字也跟中文有很多类似，他也讲到他有心情、
and,
心思和心智。
And in the Greeks that Bible uses, this word heart means many things, including the thoughts, your emotion, and
view.
And your view.
这三方面都是讲到人魂的那方面。
And these are all about the soul of man.
如果我们知道心和灵的不一样，就能明白这句话实际上是讲到福音真理里面很重要的一部分， 他讲到的是魂的救恩。
And now we understand the heart or the soul is different from the spirit. Then we can see that here it mentions a very important truth, that is the salvation of the soul and the salvation of the spirit.
就能明白这句话像是很宝贵的。
And such, this is a very precious word.
像救恩是一个很广义的名词。
Salvation is a generic term, is a broad term.
但很多时候我们常常只把这个字局限在重生、得救或者上天堂这样的范围里面。
And oftentimes we think salvation means being born again in Christ and you can go to heaven.
如果你读神的话，你就知道说那是不够的，它所包括的范围很广。
And if you really read the Word of God, you'll find that's too narrow of a definition. It actually means much more.
救恩不只达到我们的灵，它也达到我们的魂，也达到我们的身体。
Salvation not only reaches our spirit, but it also will continue to reach into our soul and our body.
救恩接触到我们的灵，我们称它为重生。
When salvation reaches our spirit, we say we're born again.
就像第一章他那里讲到说神用印印了我们。
Just as chapter 1 mentions that God has put a seal on us.
当救恩接触到我们的魂，我们就称之为形象改变。
Now, when the salvation reaches further into soul, we say we're transformed.
就像第三章我们这里讲到是神的灵要写，而且我们要改变，变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
And just as it is mentioned here in chapter 3, the Spirit of the living God is writing on the tablets of human hearts, and we will be transformed according to the same image from glory to glory.
当救恩接触到我们的身体，我们就这是讲到我们必死的身体，那变成那不朽坏的身体。
And when salvation reaches our works on our body, then this perishable body will turn to something that will not perish.
这就是在第五章那里所讲到的，就是好像上一星期我们姊妹又提到我们读这一节，她说地上的帐篷就要被拆毁，然后我们就要穿上天上那永存的房屋，神所建造的永存的房屋。
That was mentioned in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, just as our sister shared last Sunday. For we know that the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, but we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
我们被造，人被造的时候是有灵，有灵，有魂，有体。所以救恩临到我们身上也一样是不只达到我们的灵，它也达到我们的魂和身体，就是我们整个人。
When we are created, we have spirit, soul and body. So when salvation works on us, it's also full scale. It will reach all three aspects.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书那你特别提到，他保罗就祷告的时候讲到，他说愿那赐平安的神，他说亲自使你们全然成圣。然后那里是全然成圣，是特别指到是我们灵与魂，全灵与魂和身体的全然成圣。因为他啊
，as Paul mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, may God of peace sanctify you through and through, may your whole spirit,soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you will be sanctified, your spirit, your soul, your body, they all will be sanctified by God.
所以我想刚才弟兄已经读到那一段，他这边后面他有讲到说是愿你们的灵与魂和身子得蒙保守。然后刚才我们读到那个哥林多前书第三章十六节那里，他用了一个比喻，他说岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里面吗？
And just now we read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. It mentions that we are God's temple and God's spirit live in this temple.
我们知道神的殿是有外院，然后有圣所，然后有至圣所。
As we know thatThe temple of God has outer court, the inner court, and most holy place.
讲外院就讲我们的身体就好像外院一样是接触世界的。
Our body is just like the outer court of the temple. It has connection with the world.
然后我们的魂就好像圣所，它是感觉我们自己。
The soul, our soul is like the holy place. It has our inner feelings.
但我们的灵就好像是在那至圣所一样，在那里神也住在那里。
Yet our spirit is like the holy, most holy place where God dwells.
然后心是讲到是魂和灵它那个交接的地方。
And our heart is like the interface between our soul and our spirit.
在哥林多后书第一章第十节，那你也提到说，他曾经救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并我们指望他将来还要救我们。
And Paul also mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10, God has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set up our hope that He will continue to deliver us.
这里也是讲到这一个浩大的救恩。
And it also describes the broadness of the salvation.
神做任何一件事情，他都是从里面先做起。
God wants to do something, He will start from inside.
从中心，然后再到四周。
From the core to the outside.
当神拯救我们的时候，他先从我们的灵着手。
When God saves us, He first touches the spirit.
人的灵本有与神交通的能力和容量。
The human spirit originally had this function to have contact, to communicate with God.
并且能够接受神。
And it can discern God.
但人的灵在罪恶的时候，在罪恶和过犯中就死了。
But when we live in sin, our spirit died.
神曾对亚当说，你吃那果子的日子就必定死。
As God told Adam, if you eat this fruit,From that tree, you will die.
但我们知道亚当和夏娃又活了几百年。
But we know that Adam and Eve, they did not die right away. They died several hundred years later.
那么是什么死了呢？
And what died on that day?
是灵死了。
It's their spirit.
当罪一进入到人的生命的时候，
When sin enters human life,
那能与神交通能接受神容量的灵就死了。
Our spirit, who can fellowship with God, died.
所以从此以后再没有神与人之间的交通，也没有神与人合一的这样的可能性。
And from that point on, the fellowship with God, the accordance with God stopped.
当救恩临到我们的时候，圣灵就苏醒了我们已经死的灵。
But when salvation reaches us, it revives our spirit.
这就是曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
That is what Paul says, save us, deliver us from a deadly peril.
然后使它更新，使我们的灵更新。
And it continues to renew our spirit.
然后约翰福音告诉我们，他说，从灵生的就是灵。
And in Gospel of John,Jesus said, flesh gives birth to flesh, spirit gives birth to spirit.
那是主谈论到有关重生的事。
And there, our Lord was talking about being born again.
这里的第一个灵，他是讲到圣灵。用哥林多后书第三章的话讲，就是那叫人活的灵。
The first spirit that our Lord talks about is the Holy Spirit, and inAs in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 mentions, the life-giving spirit.
第二个灵是指着我们的灵。
The second word spirit is referring to our spirit.
意思是说，那从圣灵生的就是灵。
And it means that those born of the Holy Spirit are spiritual.
当就是那我们已经死的灵就重生，圣灵就使它活过来。使他复活成为一个新的灵。
And our dead spirit was resurrected by the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵就进来，住在我们心的灵里面。
And Holy Spirit enters our spirit and dwells there.
那是在以西结书36章26、27节那里告诉我们。
And that was mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, 27.
这样我们的灵就与神的灵有了交通，能力就恢复了。
Now our spirit's function of fellowship with God is restored.
神就来居住在我们的灵里。
And God dwells in our spirit.
也为我们的灵做见证说，我们是神的儿子。
And God's spirit testified to our spirit that we are children of God.
这就是重生的经历。
And this is the experience of being born again.
这件事情是发生在我们的灵里面。
It all happens in our spirit.
重生并没有发生在我们的身体那里。
This born again experience does not happen in our body first.
你仍旧还是有那必死的身体。
We still have a perishable body.
重生也没有发生在我们的魂里面。
And it does not happen in our soul right away.
因为我们仍然有我们旧的想法，我们旧的情感和旧的意志。
And we still have our natural way of thinking and our natural way of doing things.
所以重生只是发生在我们的灵里。
Being born again, this experience happens in our spirit.
我们现在我们知道我们是神的儿子。
Now we know we're children of God.
这是神救恩的开始。
That's the starting point of God's salvation.
当神把他的灵放在我们新的灵的时候，他也把基督的生命放在我们里面。
When God put His spirit in our spirit, He also gives the life of Christ to us.
就圣灵就居住在我们里面，作为那个生命。
And Holy Spirit dwells in us and becomes our life.
并且在我们里面，这个生命是永活的。
And this life is an everlasting life.
所赐给我们的这个永远的生命，实在它现在就是在我们的灵里。
And we have received this everlasting life from God.
但并不像好像放在一个保险箱里，好像到我们死了，然后上天堂再拿出来。
But it's not like it's putting in a safe deposit and you will just put it on when you reach heaven.
这生命是在我们里面是活的，而且它要借着我们来活。基督并不能够只局限在我们的灵里面。
And this life is living, so it will not be just contained in our spirit.
它要从我们的灵里面渗透出来，到我们的心里，然后到我们的魂里面。
It will reach out starting from our spirit into our soul, into our body eventually.
这就讲到是神他现在仍然要救我们，他要从我们堕落的罪性里面救出来，让我们能够成为圣洁。
And that's the meaning of God will deliver us and He will continue to deliver us to save us from the sinful nature.
当然他也讲到将来要救我们，那是讲到我们身体要得赎。
And what it means that he will deliver us is that he will save our body.
所以希伯来书的作者就曾经这样感叹说，这是这么浩大的救恩。
And the author of the Hebrews, he mentioned that how can we escape if we ignore
the salvation? 我们一起来看一下希伯来书第二章第三、第四节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
好不好？我们一起把这两节的圣经，我们一起来读一下。
Let's read together. Hebrews 2, 3, 4.
希伯来书第二章第三、第四节。找到我们一起来读。
Let's read.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。所以这里他讲到说，这么大的救恩实在是讲到这是一个拯救我们灵魂体的这样的一个救恩。
And here the author says such a great salvation. It will deliver our spirit, our soul, and our body. So that we're sanctified through and through.
然后在这里特别提到说, 连忽略这么大的救恩也不能逃罪。
And here it says, if you ignore such a great salvation, you cannot escape the...
连忽略都不能逃罪, 何况是如果我们抵挡或者拒绝这救恩。
So even ignoring such salvation, you will not be able to escape the judgment. How much you will receive if you resist such salvation.
特别是讲到那些如果看过神迹奇事的见证, 和看过那百般异能和圣灵恩赐的见证所做见证的那些人。
Especially those who have seen the testimony of the signs, wonders, and various miracles, and also the gift of the Holy Spirit.
实在愿我们都能够伏在神的权柄下，能够来接受神的救恩。
May all of us submit to His will and accept this salvation.
在保罗那个时候的哥林多城是一座希腊的文化名城。
And in Paul's time, the city of Corinth is a cultural city. It's a cultural center.
就好像现在的波士顿或者芝加哥纽约那样。
It's sort of like Boston, New York today.
哥林多人当时有两件事是最有名的。
There are two things that are famous in Corinth.
一件事是他们的口才，他们雄辩的那个口才。
They're very eloquent. They speak well.
我们知道希腊哲学是举世闻名。
We all know the philosophy of Greeks.
哥林多人，哥林多是那个名城，所以很多是很有学问的人。
There are many scholars in Corinth.
所以那时候有一句话是常称赞人口才好的，就说那个人是说话像哥林多人。
At that time, if you want to describe somebody who speaks well, you will say he speaks like a Corinthian.
哥林多另外一件有名的事就是他们的生活方式。
Another well-known thing about Corinth is their lifestyle.
他们哥林多也是一个很有名的港口。 很富有,
it's a seaport and it's wealthy.
虽然他们很有学问, 但他们过着很奢侈、糜烂和腐败的生活。
Although they have quite a bit of knowledge, but their lifestyle was very corrupted. They live in sin.
所以人家讲像那个好莱坞式那样的生活。
Just like the Hollywood movie describes.
他讲到如果有人过这样的生活, 他们也就说哥林多
If somebody lives a life that's excessive, they will say they live like a Corinthian.
我们知道哥林多教会的开始是相当奇妙的。
We know that it's a miracle at the starting point of the Church of Corinth.
在《使徒行传》第18章那里记载到，保罗离开了雅典，就来到哥林多。
And in Acts chapter 18, recorded that when Paul left Athens, He first came to Corinth.
他为神的道灵里面甚为迫切。
And he was very earnest for he felt the urgency for the word of God.
他先向犹太人传道。
And first he tried to preach to the Jews there.
然后他就转向外邦人。
Then he turned to the Gentiles there.
有许多人就来就近主。
And many people turn to the Lord.
但也有许多反对的。
And also there are many opposed the truth.
主就在异象中跟他说, 那是在使徒行传18章9到第10节那里。
And in Acts 18, chapter 18, verse 9 and 10, God gave Paul a vision.
主说不要害怕。
And God told him, do not be afraid.
他说只管讲。
And continue to speak my word.
不要闭口。
Do not stop preaching.
我与你同在,
I will be with you.
必没有人下手害你。
No one can hurt you here.
因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。
And I have many people that belong to me in this city.
保罗在那里住了一年零六个月。
And Paul lived there about 18 months.
有许多人信了主。
And many people believed the Lord.
那因着迫害的原因，保罗就不能不离开了哥林多。
And because of the persecution he received, he had to leave Corinth.
哥林多信徒他们是重生得救了。
And the Corinthian Christians, they are born again Christians.
他们灵里是得救了。
And they are saved in their spirit.
但他们的仍然过着他们以前的那样的生活。
But they did not change their life.
他们的思想、情感、意志还没有被改变。
Their thought, their emotion, their view did not change.
所以我们看到哥林多前书的时候，就讲到他们有许多的那个问题。
So you know that when you read 1 Corinthians, you find that that church has many problems.
那你讲到他们有乱伦、有淫乱。
And there are a lot of sexual immorality in that church.
然后他们信主之前，他们还像信主以前一样，他们还是就是凭着有很多好像有很多知识，但他们就很自以为是，所以教会就有了分党纷争各样。
They continue to live a life just like before they were Christians. They're so proud about their so-called knowledge, so there are a lot of factions in that church.
因为那些知识是叫人自高自大。
Because those so-called knowledge just make them proud.
所以保罗在哥林多后书的时候就特别提到心。
So in the second Corinthians, Paul emphasized on the heart.
就说到我们讲的，他是讲到说要魂这里面的一个救恩。
That is,
讲到他们的魂需要被拯救。
That is, he's telling them that your soul needs to be saved by God.
我们知道哥林多后书保罗那讲的神用印印了我们。
We know that Paul mentioned that God has put his seal on us in the second Corinthians.
然后特别提到是赐圣灵住在心里做凭据。
And he also mentioned that God testified to us by giving the Spirit, let the Holy Spirit live in our heart.
保罗知道圣灵是住在我们的灵里。
And Paul knows that Holy Spirit live in our spirit.
那是在心里的最深处。
And that is the utmost depth of our spirit.
如果你仔细看哥林多后书第一到第三章，保罗用了魂这个字。
And in 2 Corinthians, from chapter 1 through chapter 3, Paul used the word soul many times.
啊，一次。
Oh, once.
他也用了灵这个字，也用了一次。
He also used the word spirit once.
但他用心这个字，他用了四次。
But the word heart he used four times.
他这里也特别说，保罗特别说，他说圣灵是在我们的心里。
And here Paul specially said the Holy Spirit lives in our heart.
然后我们第三章第三节，他讲到说神的灵是写在我们的心板上。
And Chapter 3, verse 3 says, the Spirit of living God writes on our heart.
神圣灵用这些字是用得很小心。
We know that Holy Spirit carefully chose these words.
他特别是这里要特别说好像是神要在我们心里要做那改变的工作。
And here it emphasizes that God will work this work of transformation in our heart.
他讲到我们的心情，我们的心思，我们的心智要被改变。
Our thought, our emotion, our views, it needs to be changed.
我想有两句话是和神的灵写在我们的心板上是对应的。
And here there are two things that corresponds to the God's Spirit writing on the tablets of our heart.
像上次我已经讲的比较多的，第一句是神用印印了我们。
Last time I mentioned more about God's seal on us.
但这一次会讲一下第二句。第二句话是讲到神的灵住在我们里面。
Here I want to talk about the second thing, which is the Spirit of God dwells in us.
这个住不是短暂的逗留。
And this word dwelling is not just a short stay.
而是一直住在我们里面。
It means that continuously He will stay there.
而且神的灵要写在我们的心板上。
And His Spirit will keep writing on our heart.
最近一直在看啊，盖恩夫人她写的也很有名的一本书，叫做《简易祷告法》。
I've been reading a book by
Madame Guyon.
Madame Guyon. That is the about it's about prayer.
然后也是很慢慢、很仔细的啊，一遍一遍的在读。
And I was reading it slowly and carefully for several times.
啊，因为那你提到，哎，他说初学祷告的时候，神就是我们主要、最主要对付的一件事是相信神与我们同在，是信神的同在。
And in that book, she mentioned the first thing when we start our prayer life we need to deal with is to have faith in Him, to believe that He really lives in us.
Yeah, 所以那个对我实在是一个很大的一个提醒。
And that's a great reminder for me.
我们知道信主以前，我们许多人啊都生活，我们都生活在这个无神论的环境里面。
And many of us have an atheist point of view.When, before we were Christians.
啊，那信主前的一个难关就是要相信神的存在。
And one of the huge obstacles to believe is to believe the existence of God.
我想实在感谢神，是神来寻找我们。
Thanks be to the Lord that He comes to seek us.
也借着我们各样的遭遇来向我们启示他自己。
And through the things happening in our life, He continues to reveal Himself to us.
然后想感谢主，上主日啊，那个肖斯达弟兄他也受浸，是吧？那他也有见证。
Thanks be to God, our brother 肖斯达 he was baptized last Sunday and he gave a testimony.
啊，他也讲到他如何从这个无神论，然后他就相信神的存在。
And he described how God relieve him from the bondage of the atheist point of view to believe in God's existence.
然后肖伯伯也好几次讲见证，也是讲到他怎么从以前都无神的，然后他相信神存在。
And our elder brother Shao also gave testimony several times how he gave up his atheist view and he believed God does exist.
然后过了这一难关，好像相信他接受主耶稣就好像容易了。
Now, after you overcome this obstacle, it becomes much easier to believe in Jesus Christ.
但信主以后，生命长进的第一关实际上是信神的同在。
But after you become a Christian, the first obstacle you need to overcome is to believe in the God's presence with you.
我记得我刚信主不久的时候，有一位美国老姊妹啊，她带我，然后她有一次就是很重的跟我讲，就是刚才我们读的《哥林多前书》第三章那十六，她说：“岂不知你是神的殿，神住在你里头吗
？”And I still remember when I first believed, an American sister, she was leading a Bible study and she said something to me, which is the word we just read. Don't you know that you are the temple of the living God, and the Holy Spirit lives in you?
Yeah, 真的是岂不知你是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里面。
It's a great reminder. Don't you know that the Spirit of God lives in you?
真的，实际上我们信了主，好像我们都好像都知道。
We think that we know that since we are Christians.
我们也都知道我们要每天要灵修，要读主的话语。
And we know that we need to have devotion time. We need to read scripture. We need to pray.
然后在盖恩夫人那里，她那本书上又特别提到。
And also, Madame Guyot, she mentioned that in her book.
她提到要灵修，我们灵修，我们默想神的话的时候。他说要收住我们的心思。
And she specially mentioned that during devotion time, when we meditate on God's word, we need to control our thoughts, not to be drifting.
然后他特别提到说，要用活的信心来相信神借着圣灵住在我们心里的最深处。
And she said, through our living faith, we believe that through His Holy Spirit, God dwells in us.
很多时候好像我们的信心没有用在这个地方。
Oftentimes, our faith is not focused here.
很多时候我们好像用在说，哦，神好像要给我什么东西，我对那件事情很有信心。好像神要答应我的祷告，我对那件事情很有信心。
And oftentimes when we talk about faith, we mean that we are praying for something, we want God to give us something, and we believe God will give that to us.
但甘恩夫人她就特别讲到，她说，你要用活的信心，因为神的话是这样讲的。
But Madame Gayle says, by this living faith, you will believe that God's word is this.
她讲到说，真的是，神是说，神他自己住在我们里面，所以我们就要很热切的猛烈的是向里面来迈进。
So God, since God says that He dwells in us, we should earnestly seek Him.
所以要收住这些心思，不分心，然后不让外面的很多搅扰，去掉外面很多的搅扰。
Do not let your thoughts drift away and prevent these distractions from surroundings.
那这样能叫我们亲近神。
Then we can get closer to God.
因为只有在我们最深的中心能够找到神。
Only in our inner core then we can find God's presence.
那讲到说那是我们那是那个至圣所是神居住的地方。
She says that is your most holy place. That's where God dwells.
那主耶稣也曾经应许我们人若爱我就必遵守我的道。
And we know that Lord Jesus promised us, if anyone loves me, he will obey my word.
然后主就应许说，我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
And here's the promise that God the Father and Lord Jesus will come to be with us, to live with us.
Abide.然后那个是在约翰福音14章23节呢，然后奥古斯丁就曾经自恨地说，若不是这样祈祷来寻求神，就是浪费光阴。
And Augustine says, if you're not praying like that, then you're just wasting your time.
其实要是我们能够坚持这样的，每天有一点点的15分钟左右的时间这样的灵修，实在无论工作多么忙，无论学习多么紧张，要是能够坚持一段时间，就会发现，真的是这个生命的成长就显明。
If we can keep to spend a little time every day, even 15 minutes, then we'll see our spiritual growth.
如果每一天也是这样的开始，那每一天是不一样的一天。
And if you start your day like that, it will be a totally different day.
工作也许仍旧很繁忙。
You may still have a lot of things to do at work.
或者学习也还是很紧张。
May have a lot of things to study.
生活也许还是很多的压力。
And you still have stress in life.
但你的心能够平静。
But you will have peace in your heart.
而你的心思也能够敏锐。
And your heart, you will have discerning.
能够有从神心里能够有从神而来的力量。
And you will have strength from God.
上个星期肖斯达弟兄受洗，他给我们做了美好的见证。
Last Sunday, our brother Shao Shida gave a beautiful testimony after his baptism.
他提到他带着圣经坐飞机回国，他心里面就很踏实。
He mentioned that when he carried his Bible on his plane to home to China, he felt the peace.
当他回来的时候，他把圣经给了他妈妈。然后他就心里就坐飞机，他就心里不那么踏实。
But when he returned on his way here, because he doesn't have his Bible, he didn't have his Bible anymore. He gave it to his mom, so he kind of felt a little lost there.
我想他是相信神的存在，也相信圣经是大有能力。
I know that he believed God's presence and he believed the power of God's word.
不知道肖弟兄在不在。
I don't know if he's here.
真的，就想想， 在他潜意识里面，你想想，他觉得神在哪里呢？
And when you think about in his consciousness, where do you think, where does he think God is?
在我的感觉里面，好像他觉得神是在那个圣经里面。
I kind of feel that he felt that God's presence is with the Bible.
圣经在，神就在。
If he has the Bible, then God's presence is with him.
然后他坐飞机就安稳。
And he felt peace when he find an airplane.
圣经不在身边，好像神就不在身边。
When the Bible, when he doesn't have Bible with him, he kind of doesn't feel that much of the presence of God.
那心怎么能够安稳呢？
And how can you have peace in your heart if you don't have that?
我回想我们自己也是这样成长过来。
And when we look back, I think all of us had this similar experience.
我多少的时候我们还是没有真是觉得神同在，很多时候都忘了。
And oftentimes we forgot about God's presence in our spirit.
记得有一个弟兄他还讲到一个故事，说有一个老妈妈，她只有把圣经放到枕头下面她才能睡觉。
And I remember a brother told a story that an elder sister, she likes to keep the Bible, she likes to keep her Bible under the pillow when she goes to sleep.
然后一直到她有一次她读圣经，读到主耶稣的话说，她说是我，不要怕。
Until one day he read the Bible, he read the word of God, says, it is me, do not be afraid.
然后圣灵好像把这句话点活在她心里，她心他就真知道神啊住在他里面。
And the Holy Spirit enlightened this words in her heart, then she realized God actually lives in her.
然后从此他就不用圣经，也一样能睡安稳的觉。
And then she no longer needs to put the Bible under her pillow to get to sleep.
神的灵他要写在我们的心板上。
So the Spirit of the Living God will write on the tablets of heart.
他让我们能够有基督的形象。
So that we'll have the image of Christ.
也有基督的馨香。
And have the aroma of Christ.
但我们心里常常有很多怕子，拦阻神的工作。
If we still have fear in our heart, that will become an obstacle for God to work in us.
要明白这里讲的那个怕子是什么，我们需要来看保罗是怎么样来引到这个怕子的。
If we want to understand the meaning of the word veil here, we need to understand how Paul described it.
然后我们回到哥林多后书第三章十五节，他那里讲到说是帕子在心上，在他们的心上。
And in, here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15, it mentions this veil on the Jew's heart.
然后你看三章十三节，他那里讲到说是摩西脸上的帕子。
And in verse 3:13, it also mentions the veil on Moses' face.
他说那个帕子是从哪里来的呢？
Where does this veil come from?
那是从摩西脸上的荣光来的。
It's because the radiance on Moses' face.
所以你仔细来看，你看发现好像是摩西脸上的荣光成了他们心上的帕子。
And if you really read this carefully, it's like the radiance from Moses' face becomes that veil.
摩西脸上的荣光，那是讲到出埃及记里面的一段故事。
And the radiance on Moses' face, we have to read a story in Exodus.
在那里简单的讲，就是在我们知道在西乃那时候已经他们到了西乃山了。
And in summary, we remember that when they reached Mount Sinai,
他们已经被拯救到了西乃山。
God has delivered them from the Egyptians and led them to Mount Sinai.
然后在西乃山，他就摩西要颁发律法的那个律法的时候。
And at Mount Sinai, Moses was to give the commandments of God to the Israelites.
然后摩西就耶和华神耶和华就和摩西面对面说话。
And the Lord God spoke face to face with Moses.
好像人与朋友说话一样。
Just like friends speaking each other.
然后摩西在耶和华面前就四十昼夜。
And Moses was before God for 40 days and 40 nights.
耶和华就将旧约的话，就是那十条诫命，写在两个法板上。
And the Lord God wrote His commandments, that is the Ten Commandments, on the stone tablets.
摩西手里就拿着两块法板，然后就下西乃山。
And he carried those two stone tablets and came down from Mount Sinai.
他那时候不知道他自己的面皮。因耶和华和他说话就发光了。
And he did not realize that because God spoke to him, the radiance exudes from his face.
亚伦和以色列人看见摩西的面皮发光，他们就怕挨近他。
And when Aaron and other Israelites saw the radiance on Moses' face, they were so afraid of him, they're afraid to even get close to him.
所以后来摩西他就自己感觉到。
And then Moses realized that.
所以摩西就把他就用一个帕子把他的脸遮蒙上。
Then Moses put a veil to cover his face.
但是摩西进到耶和华面前的时候，他就把帕子就挪去。
But when Moses goes back to Lord God, he removes that veil.
他出来的时候，他就把帕子蒙上，蒙到脸上。
When he came out back to Israelites, he'll put that veil back on.
然后进去跟耶和华说话，他又打开。
And when he entered the tent to speak to God, he will remove that veil again.
所以看到摩西脸上的荣光是从哪里来？
So that radiance on Moses' face, do you know where it comes from?
我们知道那是从神而来。
It's from God.
所以这里给我们一个很大的提醒。
And this is, there's an important reminder here.
所以有些从神而来的东西，甚至是蛮有荣光的，还会成为我们心上的帕子。
Some of the things that we receive from God, even glorious things, may become veil on our heart.
会拦阻神在我们心上的工作。
It will become, sometimes becomes obstacle for God's work.
确实，多少的时候，神给我们特别很多时候讲，神给我们那些祝福，我想神给我们这些祝福反而成为我们成长的拦阻。
Oftentimes we see that the blessings we receive from God become the obstacle for our spiritual growth.
因为我们太容易就好像很自满。
Because we are easy to get proud.
保罗用一个形容词来形容摩西脸上的荣光。
Paul used one word to describe that radiance on Moses' face.
那在希腊原文只有一个字，但中文翻出来好几个不同的字。
Although it's the same word in Greek, but in Chinese translation, it became several different words.
那第三章的第七节，我们可以看一下。那你讲到说是这荣光原是渐渐褪去，那个渐渐褪去。对，是这是这个字。
And in chapter 3 verse 7, it mentions fade. It mentions the word fading.
Yeah.
And that is that Greek word.
然后第三章第十节中文就译着不算得什么，就是不算得有荣光。第三章第十节内。
And in verse 10, same chapter says.And the translation has no glory now.
然后第三章十一节，他讲到说那废掉的有荣光，说那废掉的也是这个字，也是渐渐褪去的意思。
And in verse 11, it says it used the word fading away. The translation is fading away. So here it talks about something that gradually fades away.
那渐渐褪去的，然后我想这一个字呢，在这里是用了还有在那个十三节啊，十三节是，那你讲到那将废者的结局，也是讲到那渐渐褪去的荣光。
And it also in verse 13, it also mentioned the radiance that was fading away. So.
然后在十四节也是讲到有一个废去，也是这一个。
And also, in verse 14 it says taken away, the same word.
这个字 在另外一个地方用的也是最多的，那就是在一段，我们看一下哥林多后书13章。
Another place it used this word a lot is in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Chapter 13.
我们读一下13章从第8节到13节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter
13. 哥林多前书，对不起。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书13章，前面是我们熟悉的啊，第八到十三节。
And we're all familiar with these words. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 through 13. Let's read.
刚才你讲到，爱是永不止息，是吧？先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。然后第十节那里讲到，有限的啊，那完全来到有限的，就被必归于无有，是吧？
In verse 10, but when perfection comes, the imperfect.
然后第十一节那里讲到，我做孩子的时候，说话像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，然后继承了人就把孩子的事丢掉了。
Verse 11, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I saw like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me.
他讲到那个终必归于无有，实际上是讲到这个渐渐退去是一个字。
So these words about put behind, disappearing, it is the same word.
然后第十节那个也是终必，所以前面讲到先知讲道之能。方言之能是吧？知识和那些人都终渐渐无有了，是吧？然后有限的也渐渐归于，那孩子的事他也丢弃了，也是那个也是用到这一个字，都是渐渐退去这样的意思。
So the same word was used to describe the prophecy, the tongues, and all these other things. The idea is it's slowly, gradually disappearing, fading away.
所以我们知道那。渐渐褪去的荣光反而成为他们心上的帕子。
But this glory that's fading away, it became the veil on their heart.
如果把这两段经文放到一起，
And when you look at these words, it's in peril.
保罗仿佛在对哥林多的信徒们说，你们的心归向了那个先知讲道之能。
It's like Paul is talking to the Corinthians that you must turn your heart to the Lord.
就是他讲到他们的心好像是归向了这个先知讲道之能。
It's like their heart is turning to the prophecy itself.
然后这个心也归向了那个方言，说方言之能。
To the gift of prophecy, to the gift of speaking tongues.
也归向了那个知识。
And the knowledge itself.
也许还包括属灵的知识。
Even the spiritual knowledge.
也归向了那些有限的。
And they turn their heart to those imperfect things.
他讲到，他说你们的话语就像话语、心思、意念，然后就像小孩子。
And he said, you talk and you reason, you behave like a child.
像自我中心。
Self-centered.
他说你们的心没有归向主。
You did not turn your heart to the God.
归向了那些。渐渐褪去的有限的那些事物。
Instead, you turn your heart to those imperfect, fading away things.
而那些东西成了他们心上的帕子。
And those became the veil on their heart.
以致虽然他们本该长大成人，本该吃干粮，本该拥有基督的香气，然而他们还是婴孩。
So that even though they should have been eating solid food, they should have acquired the aroma of Christ, but they still behave like a child.
所以保罗对他们说，心要归向主。
So Paul told them, you must turn your heart to God.
当他们的心归向主的时候，就会像摩西进去跟耶和华见面的时候，帕子就挪去了。
So if they turn their hearts to God, it's just like when Moses entered the tent to speak to God, the veil is taken away.
就哥林多前书那里讲到说如今我们看仿佛是对着镜子来看，我们现在看主仿佛是对着镜子看。
And in prayer here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it mentions, not we see, but a poor reflection as in a mirror.
我们知道2000年前的那个镜子是铜镜, 看不清楚。
We know that 2,000 years ago, the mirror was made of polished copper, so it's a poor reflection.
所以他讲到是模糊不清。
So they cannot see well in the mirror.
然后他讲到到那时候, 到主回来的时候, 我们就要与主面对面。
But when the Lord returns, we'll look at Him face to face.
我们如今所知道的有限, 但到主到那时候, 我就全知道。 如同主现在完全知道我一样。
For now we know only in part, but then we shall know fully, just as we are fully known by the Lord.
然后他就讲到，如今长存的是有信、有望、有爱，其中最大的是爱。
And he said, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
早在以弗所书第三章十七节那里，保罗祷告的时候就说：“使基督因信住在你们的心里。”So
as just as Paul prayed in Ephesians 3:17, he said that so Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
然后叫你们的爱心有根有基。And
he prayed that you be rooted and established in love.
能也和众圣徒一同明白。 基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
They have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, and high and deep is the love of Christ.
像基督住在我们里面。
Jesus Christ dwells in us.
是在感谢主，上主日见证分享的时候，肖伯伯也跟我们一起分享到他对天堂的那个新的得着。
And thanks to the Lord that our elder brother Shao, he shared his new learning of the truth of heaven.
圆珠姊妹也总结到这里，她用彭牧师讲的一句话说：“主耶稣在哪里，哪里就是天堂。”
And also our sister Yuan Zhu shared with us, she quoted Pastor Peng, where our Lord is, the heaven is.
保罗告诉我们是基督住在我们的心里面。
Paul told us that it's Christ that dwells in us.
实在愿神能够帮助我们，让我们能够在无论是在患难还是在痛苦焦虑的里面，让我们心里能够蒙神的安慰。May
the Lord help us, even in hardship and pain, we will know that we will receive comfort from Him.
让我们经历神真是擦干我们的眼泪。Let
us experience that God wiping off our tears.
使我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
And He will strengthen our inner being.
过那个能够是在地如同在天的生活。
So we'll live a life even on this earth, but just like in heaven.
像口头上讲这些都是容易。
It's so easy to talk about these things.
我们也感谢主啊，上星期金石弟兄也给我们做了美好的见证。
And we thank the Lord the last Sunday, our brother Jin Shi also give us a beautiful testimony.
才是讲到他经历到神，能够经历到神，真是照着在他心里的大行大力。He
mentioned that he experienced that through the power God works in his heart.
能够神能够充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。And
God can fulfill things beyond what we can imagine or ask.
很感谢主，让所有这些见证。 让真的是显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So we give thanks to Him. All these testimony is spreading the rumor of the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
神用印了我们。
God put His seal on us.
神的灵也住在我们的里面。
His Spirit dwells in us.
我们的心归向神， 怕就出去。
Let's turn our heart to Him and this veil will be taken away.
然后神的灵 就把耶稣基督写在我们的心板上。And
the Spirit of Living God will reveal the image of Christ.
能让基督成形在我们的心里。And
so that the image of Christ may be formed in our heart.
我们一起有些祷告。
Let's have some time for prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，你是拯救我们的主，你也是住在我们里面的主。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks, for you are the Lord who not only delivers us, but also dwells in us.
主啊，真是愿你能够把你的话能够放在我们的心里。
May you, Lord, put your words in our hearts.
主啊，你要看好，主啊，就愿你来使用。
If you see that it's good, may you fulfill your will.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.